Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello,
everybody!
Hello, baby!
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, we hear number 3 and number 2 in our top 5 favorite songs by the Beach Boys countdown, as voted on by you. Beth Riley has a deep track of the Beach Boys in her Surf's Up Beth's Beach Boys break. We have a trio of songs with the word Watusi in the title, and we'll drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Plus, we've got some great rockin' tunes from the Surf Raiders, Mark Malibu and the Wasegas, Los Blue Marinos, the 5678s, Johnny Burnett, Jeffrey Foskett, Los Frenéticos, D. Clinton Thompson, the Coffin Daggers, the Swangos, and more. Let's kick it off with a tune from his new album, Gotta Have the Rumble, on his own Surf Dog Records. It's Brian Setzer and Drip Drop.
Down my face, hey, drip drop, my tears go drippity drop,
drip drop, drippity drop,
drip drop. I don't know why my tears don't stop.
Thank you.
That's Jeffrey Foskett and Sunshine All the Time from 1997's Cool and Gone, Gone, Gone release. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It ties in with a couple of other segments on the show involving the Beach Boys, as they are the band and backing vocals with this artist on the tune. It's also the title of the 1965 movie that starred this artist, and the Beach Boys performed this song with this artist as well. More info and the tune coming up later. Let's hear a new track from the Swangos. Excited to have this one for you, Cardboard Creature.
Hi, this is Thomas Mangelson from the Swangos, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave.
Yes, I am.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wilson. We're from the Highway Patrol, Surf Squad.
Brian, we have a citation here for you, sir, under Section 936A of the California Catch-a-Wave Statute. Brian, you're in violation of paragraph 12, failing to surf, neglecting to use a state beach for surfing purposes, and otherwise avoiding surfboards, surfing, and surf.
Surfing? I don't want to go surfing. Now, look, you guys, I'm not going. You get your hair wet, you get sand in your shoes. Okay, I'm not going.
Come on, Brian. Let's go surfing now.
Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with us.
Let's go. All right. Okay, let's go. Let's go surfing.
Now, let's play out some summer hits. Summer hits.
having a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard Los Frenéticos, an Americana twist from the 2020 EP Macumba on High Tide Recordings. Coffin Daggers in the mix there too with their latest Flowers in the Rain from the album Eleki. Up next, let's have a Watusi. Three songs in a row with Watusi in the title from Reverend Horton Heat, The Ventures, and Getting Us Started, The King of Twang from his 1962 RCA Records release, Dance with a Guitar Man. This is Wild Watusi.
Hi, this is Dwayne Eddy, and you're listening to my favorite Rebel Rouser, Jammin' James Riley.
Thank you. Hi, this is Jim Heath, a.k.a. the Reverend Horton Heat, and you're listening to Catch a Wave with that rad ho-dad Jammin' James Riley.
Come along with me to the Congo land. Got a zebra by the tail and a python in my hand. Once my home was a Texas plain, but now I swing the lasso for an alien to reign. Hunting tides of pennies, nowhere to go. Everybody's heading for the Watusi rodeo. Cowboys are putting up a big fence around the sacred elephant burial ground. Native women stomping up a blurry in the mud. Everybody's looking for some cowboy blood. Guess they didn't like the hats we made them wear. Didn't look good on the native hair.
Finishing up three in a row with Watusi in the title from the Ace Ventura When Nature Calls soundtrack, Reverend Horton Heat and Watusi Rodeo. The Ventures also in the mix with the Wah Watusi from their 1962 album Mashed Potatoes and Gravy. The album was also re-released with the title Beach Party with some bonus tracks. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. As I mentioned, it ties in with a couple of other segments on the show involving the Beach Boys, as they are the band and backing vocals with this artist on the tune. It's also the title of the 1965 movie, and they all performed it in the movie as well. We think you'll go ape over this one. Perhaps I gave you too much info. The answer and the song coming up later, but right now, time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up,
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song was featured on the Beach Boys Love You album from 1977. It was written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love, and features Carl Wilson and Mike Love on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with Let Us Go On This Way. This has been Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break on Catching a Wave.
So depressed.
perception. You can send me thoughts, I'd have no objection. Now we can fly high in the sky. We'll live forever, we'll never die.
God, please let us go all this way.
Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard Johnny Burnett and Sweet Susie, the B-side to Walkin' Talkin' Doll, released in May 1964, just 3 months before his untimely passing. Up next, we have a track from the compilation Custom Kings Ride Again from Hallmark Guitars. As with its predecessor, this compilation really rocks. Here's a tune called Red Monster on the Loose. It's Mark Malibu and the Wasegas.
Hey, I found a message in a bottle.
It's from Mark Malibu and the Wasegas. It says you better listen to Catchin' a Wave with Jammin' James Riley. And don't forget the salty snacks.
Oh, brother, just play some surf music.
Thank you. is Yoshiko from the 5678. And you are listening to Jammin' James Rory on the Catch a Wave. Hee-haw!
That's Jane in the Jungle by the 5678s from their EP Bomb the Twist from 1996. Also in the mix, Los Blue Marinos from their 2021 Big Mama release and the tune Wild Merino. Time now to continue our countdown of your favorite songs by the Beach Boys. Continuing our top five favorite songs by the Beach Boys countdown as voted on by you. Coming in at number three, a tune that appeared on the band's 1966 album Pet Sounds. So many cite this as their favorite song, including Sir Paul McCartney, who frequently talks about his love of this song. It's the B-side of another tune that also made the top five. Pretty remarkable when you think about it. While Carl Wilson does beautiful lead vocals on the bulk of the song, it's just Brian Wilson and Bruce Johnston at the end of it with amazing results. At number three in the top five favorite songs of the Beach Boys countdown, it's God Only Knows.
Three, number three. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The you should ever leave me, the life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be.
We're hearing the top five favorite songs by the Beach Boys countdown that you voted on. We'll hear number one next time, but right now it's number two. It was super close, but ultimately every song is a winner, of course, when you talk about the Beach Boys. This song was released in October 1966. It was an immediate commercial and critical hit. It was a costly one, though, perhaps costing more than the whole Pet Sounds project put together, but whatever the final cost was, it was worth it. It hit number one in several countries. It was unique in that it was a catchy hook with also some psychedelic music and vocal arrangements. Virtually every pop critic recognizes the importance of this song in the history of rock and roll. And number two, in our top five favorite songs of the Beach Boys countdown, this is Good Vibrations.
Number two.
It's so close, it's so close, it's number two.
Number two, ladies and gentlemen.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations. She's giving me the
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. Excitations. Good vibrations.
Oh,
The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is, so let's drop a coin in the jukebox. As I mentioned earlier, this record ties in with a couple of other segments on the show involving the Beach Boys, as they are the backing band and backing vocals with this artist on the tune. It's also the title of the 1965 movie that starred this person, and the Beach Boys performed this song with her as well. They get the funniest looks from everyone they meet before the Monkees, and this is The Monkey's Uncle by Annette Funicello and the Beach Boys on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
You're listening to Catching a Wave with Jam and James Riley.
Tsunami!
We'll be right back.
That's Escape the Tube and the song The Tube Thief. Before that, a single from D. Clinton Thompson called Driving Guitars from 1977. You may also know him from bands like the Morels, the Skeletons, and others. We also heard the Surf Raiders and Tsunami from the 1982 album Raiders of the Lost Surf. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Email us at catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.